Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. It's such a joy to have you join me today because it's the beginning of a wonderful, wonderful time seeing all of God's miracles. And it's not without opposition, my friend. So we've got to be prayed up. But oh, it's such a glorious time. Today I just sat and I was at the kitchen table. I was praising God and raising my hands and glorifying Him as they went through the certification of the 47th President of the United States and the vice president. It was just wonderful. And Kamala Harris had to oversee the whole thing because she's president of the Senate. So it was pretty spectacular. And I'm just so grateful. All I could say is, Lord, this is your miracle. This is His miracle when the 3,312 votes came in for President Trump. So I'm praising God all day long. It's such a beautiful time, a beautiful day. And God is on the throne. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. Yes, you are what the Bible says you are. You are a child of the Most High God. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. Oh, and I got to tell you that Dana is a grandmother for the second time. My daughter Dana in Pennsylvania, her daughter in South Carolina, and her husband, of course, Brandon and Rebecca had their second son born to them last week, natural childbirth. I don't know how they do it. I don't, but his name is Parker James Kurtz. And the little 2-year-old is Elijah, and we all call him Lijah. And he has already got a bike, a 2-wheel bike. His father is determined to teach his son how to ride a bike. So, oh, congratulations, Dana. She is a wonderful grandmother, a wonderful mother, for raising 3 children all by herself. She's just a terrific, terrific mother and grandmother. I know it makes me a great grandma. I know. And so it is a blessing. And Rachel has a new member in her household. Yes, Rachel. You opened that little cage this morning this afternoon in the studio. Oh, she is adorable. Tell us about her.
Her name is Meadow.
And what is she? She is a miniature terrier. Is that what she is?
Yeah, she is a mini terrier. Also, Yorkie terrier is the full breed.
All right. Oh, just adorable. And she won't be any more than 5 pounds.
Just 5 pounds. Oh. She's perfect because I'm tiny too. I'm only 5'1".
I know. You're adorable, 5'1". And you've got an adorable puppy now. Oh, my goodness. And all you who are listening, you can have your dogs if you want to. I'm through. I'm through with all of the dogs we've had all of my life. And we have had many dogs. And the bad part of it is when you put them down, because they don't last as long as you do. But love them as long as they are alive. Oh, they're wonderful. So congratulations, Rachel.
Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, I want to announce we have a meeting this Saturday, January the 11th. I wish it were July. We would have so many things to look forward to in July. And I always look forward to a new year and a clean slate. And God is inviting us to leave all the junk behind and come with Him to a brand new experience in Him. And that's 2025. We're going to have a time of singing, praise to the Father and to the Son and to Holy Spirit and Bible study to enrich our hearts. If you would like to stay for lunch, I will be fixing my cowboy stew. I do that every year. It's nourishing and filling, so you can go to your homes satisfied both spiritually and physically. And if you would like to bring a side dish and your name begins with A through M, bring a salad or finger food. A lot of times they bring deviled eggs, that kind of thing. They're wonderful. And if your name begins with N through Z, bring a dessert or something good after the meal. We'll start the new year with fellowship and joy. Call me for reservations at 1-877-917-7256. Hope to see you Saturday. Jimmy will give you that number at the end of this program. So God bless you. I hope to see you there Saturday. May your walk with God be closer than ever and your spirit in tune with His will. You know, He is at work in you both to will and to work for not your good pleasure, for His good pleasure, because He's perfect in every way. So you will never lose your footing or courage along the path of life, because our help comes from the Lord. He's the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will never slumber. And that's from Psalm 121. Oh, beautiful passage of scripture. And this week, I'm going to focus on Genesis 17, 1 and 2, first and second verses. I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be holy. And I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Yes, He multiplies us. Even when we don't realize what He's doing, He's gathering people around you, my friend, who are going to support you and be there when you need prayer, intercession. You have friends that are praying for you right now. And I am praying, if you're a power partner, I am praying for you every day. Yep, I'm looking over your name every day and asking God to watch over you in everything that you do. And then from the Living Translation, Genesis 17, 1 through 2, and this is when Abram was still Abram and not having the H-A added to his name. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai. And that means a God of more than enough, more than enough. God Almighty, serve me faithfully and live a blameless life. And I will make a covenant with you by which I will guarantee to give you countless descendants. And this is a forever covenant for God's people, for you and me included, because then Jesus came and completed that whole covenant cycle that God had instituted, a forever covenant. Praise the Lord. And Abraham was willing to sacrifice his own son to obey the Lord's request. He's mentioned as the father of faith in Romans 4. He just isn't Old Testament, folks. He's New Testament, and he's somebody that we need to follow. I believe even Isaac was obedient to his father's direction, and he was willing. He was willing to be on top of that altar and ready to for his father, his earthly father, to kill him. How could that be? Well, Hebrews 11, 18 and 19 tells us that even though God had promised him, Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted. God told him that. God said, Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted. Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. That's how much he believed that covenant promise God had given to him in Genesis. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. Yes, he did. Praise the Lord. Because he was dead. He had no more sperm left. And she was dead. She was 90 years old. She couldn't bear a child. Can you imagine bearing a child for 9 months at 90 years of age? Oh, my goodness. Well, Tim Tebow has a message for each and every one of us to be willing to step out and do things we've never done before. Are you willing to open a door to new ideas and experiences in 2025? Oh, I pray to God that we all are willing to do that. Father God, I'm kind of scared right now, but I'm willing to step out with you to do anything you ask me to do. Well, here's from Mission Possible. I'm so used to saying Mission Impossible, but this is Mission Possible with Tim Tebow. Willingness is what is required. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land, from Isaiah 1, verse 19. Thursday, I related the story of Jesus being in the temple for 3 days, listening to the scholars and his parents being upset. But he was obedient to his earthly parents, knowing what his mission required from his heavenly Father. So he was obedient to his earthly parents, but he knew he had a far-reaching, eternal mission from his Father. And Tim is saying here, willingness to obey is what is required. A mission possible life is not about our ability. It's about being willing. When Moses was 80 years old, he was spending his days as a shepherd for his father-in-law. We're not sure what his retirement plan was at that point, but it sure doesn't seem like a career plan a man who had been raised in a royal court would appreciate. However, everything changed in an afternoon when God spoke to him through a burning bush. Moses received instructions to return to Egypt, the place from which he had fled 40 years earlier. And now God wanted him to lead the nation of Israel out of captivity. Moses hardly seemed the man for the job. He really didn't. He was shepherd for 40 years. My goodness. He told God this by listing 5 excuses. Moses gave, and I'm glad Tim brought this out, 5 excuses why God must have gotten his wires crossed. Number one, he said in Exodus 3:11, I don't have the ability for what you're asking of me, God. And Exodus 3:13, I don't know enough. You're asking me to do something I have never done before. It's like when Darren asked me to be his co-host on the radio. I've never done this. I don't know what to do. Just follow my instructions. Follow me. Just look at my eyes and follow me. Number 3, and this is from Exodus 4:1. What if the people don't believe me? What if they don't believe me? What if all of you listening today wouldn't believe me, wouldn't believe the word of God? Oh, that would be so tragic. And from Exodus 4:10, Moses was saying, I'm the worst speaker ever. How many of us have said that? I can't even talk good, God. And then from Exodus 4:13, Tim lists, send someone else. I'm desperate for someone else. And of course, God was angry with him at that point in Exodus 4, but he gave him Aaron, his brother, to be the mouthpiece for the rest of the duration of his travel until Aaron died. But God didn't let the reluctant man's bevy of excuses keep the mission from moving forward. The stage was set, and Moses was already part of the scene at the right place at the right time. Despite Moses' perceived lack of abilities and skills, God was waiting for him to offer his willingness. Eventually, Moses relented and carried out an unbelievable rescue mission, and that required when God turned his staff into a snake and then back into a staff. I mean, he was showing Moses he can do anything with God's help. A mission possible life is not about feeling ready. It's about being willing. What excuses hold you back? Being willing to step forward and live mission possible. When I think of the men and women God has commissioned to do his will, I'm in shock most of the time. I really am. When I see men and women who have been appointed by God to preach the gospel or to fill some kind of position, even in government, I'm looking at the physical attributes rather than the spiritual potential of the people involved. And we all do. That's normal, to look at their features, to look at their speech, to look at how they're presenting themselves. Take, for instance, President Trump. When he went down that escalator in 2015 to announce that he was running for president of the United States, we were all aghast. I mean, I couldn't think of anybody in the Republican Party that was worthy of being a president of the United States. And here was a businessman, a very successful businessman, and he was a billionaire. And I want to tell you, during his position as president of the United States, he received $1 each year. I see now that Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk will not receive any monies for their positions. That's phenomenal, because usually money speaks. And although President Trump was comfortable in the setting that he had built, he had no idea what would transpire in the next 6 years, what he would have to face with opposition, 34 counts of felony that were lies, that he had his death on his mind. Oh my goodness. They tried to kill him twice. The United States needed that man in the top office, and God has brought him through, a man for this time. In 2028, Darren and I went, in 2008, excuse me, Darren and I went with Dr. and Mrs. Grosser to New York, and Kurt had worked in the Twin Towers that went down. So he had been in New York for so many years. He was an absolutely phenomenal guide for us during that trip. We went to the Trump Tower, and I have a mug. Darren bought a coffee mug, a Trump coffee mug. It's beautiful. And we were awestruck at the gorgeous display of opulence and gold. The escalator is far greater than I could have imagined. I mean, it's huge, and it goes up for almost three stories. And it seemed to stretch for story upon story in that huge building, that huge, gorgeous building. I've never seen anything like that. And to think that President Trump decided to walk, or not walk, but stand going down that escalator. It was just a miracle, and I praise God, for he is a man for such a time as this. I think of Jesus willing to strip himself as his royalty to come to earth, to those dusty roads filled with needy people. I mean, we're talking about people that have needs of deliverance from evil spirits, and they had needs of all kinds of miracles and healing in their bodies, their eyes, their limbs. And he volunteered and came in an earth suit in the flesh to represent God to the world that he created. But that world rejected him and deserted him. He somehow knew that would happen. He did. He knew, because he had realized the prophecy in John 1. He entered into the world he created, yet the world was unaware, couldn't care less. He came to the people he created, to those who should have received him, but they did not recognize him. But those who embraced him and took hold of his name, he gave authority to become the children of God. Not child, but children. He's got a big family, friend. I saw in Trump Tower the best man he had to offer, and yet the King of Kings gave all of us who accept his name his authority. He was not born by the joining of human parents or from natural means or by a man's desire, but he was born of God. And so the living expression became a man and lived among us. We gazed upon his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, overflowing with grace and truth. And from the overflow of his fullness, we receive grace heaped upon more grace, God's operational love wrapped about in the arms of Jesus. Moses gave us the law, but Jesus, the anointed one, unveils truth wrapped in tender mercy. And that's verse 17 of John 1. Verse 18 says, no one ever before gazed upon the full splendor of God except his uniquely beloved Son, who is cherished by the Father and held close to his heart. Now that he has come to us, he has unfolded the full expression of who God truly is. When you realize what God did to bring that love and that mercy and that truth to us right now in the 21st century, my friend, we are just overwhelmed with emotion, as I was this morning when they certified President Trump as the 47th president. And I realized, Father God, you want us willing. You want us to surrender it all to you. Surrender all that we have spiritually and mentally and physically. And I do it, Lord God. I do it before you right now. Here's Cece Winans, I Surrender All. You know, surrendering is an emotional experience. And I'm glad she had those moments when she just cried out. Cece is a great singer, but she had an emotional expression in there that some of us have. Sometimes I'm exasperated, Lord, not anymore, but I was when they put Darren's body into the ground. Lord Jesus, haven't I given up enough? Haven't I given up enough, Lord Jesus? Oh, and he says, are you willing to die? See, we all have to die. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Now, the very fact that this song, it seeks an answer, and it means that we've arrived at the right place. When I heard Cece playing this song, singing this song, I realized we're at the right place. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. If you can truly say that you're ready to give it all to Christ and trust in his power, you will find that no weapon formed against you can prosper. I pray right now for you, my friend and my family on the air, that God Almighty may make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. May he use this trial that you may be going through to draw you and your whole household near to him. Oh, your children, grandchildren, your spouses, everyone that you are connected to, oh, will come to know him and be near him. We pray for that in Jesus' name. I love you. I really do. Remember the meeting on Saturday for those of you who can make it. I'm so grateful. And call me at 1-877-917-7256. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in